31, 91 yards for a score. He has this one at the 25. Metcalf to the outside with room. Metcalf at midfield. Metcalf cuts back. He's still on his feet. Metcalf will go for the score. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable describes it. Eric Metcalf, one of the all-time great return men in the history of the NFL, and right here for the Cleveland Browns, was with this team from 1989 to 1994 before going on to several other NFL teams to round out a career, and he joins us right now. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
In town from Seattle, your hometown.
Yes.
Visiting here. So, number one, I know you come periodically. You come back to Cleveland and hang out, but you're going to be here, obviously, as part of the whole Steeler festivities on Sunday.
Of course, and, you know, I didn't even really think about it when the season started about coming to this game, but I have a friend of mine who lives in Houston who's like, I want to go to the Steelers game. So that's when I put it in my mind, we're going to the Steelers game. And, you know, of course, when you start thinking of Steelers game, you just think of the two-punt returns and things like that.
All right, so the memories. Give me that. Break it down for us. What are some of the things that stand out in your mind about facing that team and that rivalry, and what makes it such a great rivalry in your mind?
Well, for me, what makes it a great rivalry is the fact that it's almost like a college rivalry. I mean, the Steelers against the Browns, just that's the thing that you see in college when you got the Alabama and the LSUs playing, or the Texas and Oklahomas. And that's what you see with the fans, and you get the feeling about that atmosphere when you step in that stadium. And as far as just memories, there's so many. I mean, my first game as a rookie against the Steelers, we beat them 51-0. And so, you know, I thought that's how
we'll take some
be.
Of that. We'll take that.
Started. I thought that's how it was going to be all the time. But then they turned around and beat us in the same season. But then you have the game with the two punt returns, which was an incredible game, regardless of whether we won or lost. But fortunately, we won that.
What's one thing you would want to say? Because this is a very young team. A lot of these guys, you know, they hadn't played the Ravens, and they go out and beat the Ravens. What does it mean to be a Cleveland Brown? And what does it mean for these young guys to play in this game against the Steelers?
Well, it means a lot to be a Cleveland Brown. I mean, I'm sure a lot of guys, just as I did, didn't ever think about playing in Cleveland and had no thoughts of it. I mean, but once I got here, I understood what it meant to be a Cleveland Brown, the history of the organization, and all the guys who have come through here and played and done a lot of great things. And I felt so honored to be a part of that. And I think the young guys, they have to grasp it. They have to read, be historians, just go back and take a look at what all the people have done and what this franchise means, not only to the players but the fans who are around in the state of Ohio. It's just an incredible thing to be a part of. And if they win, they'll really feel what it's like to be a Cleveland Brown.
What do you make of the way this season has unfolded? I mean, we had obviously a lot of early encouragement, and certainly the fact that they've overcome so many things, not the least of which was three different quarterbacks in less than a half season, to still find themselves in playoff contention, and these are 2-4-6 teams that are going to square off Sunday. What do you make of how this has unfolded for the Browns so far?
Well, I honestly think they've done well. I mean, of course, through any football season with any team, there's going to be a lot of adversity. It's just how you manage that and are able to bounce back from that. They've had three quarterbacks, but still putting themselves in position to make the playoffs. So I think for each player, they have to take it upon themselves to go out there and be selfish in the sense that I'm going to do my job and make sure that I do whatever I can to help this team win, not only for myself, but for the other players on there. When they do that, everybody comes together, and that's how you get victories.
And they've gotten victories at home this season over Cincinnati, at home this season over Baltimore. What would it mean to beat the Steelers at home this Sunday and know that they have held home field against everybody in the division, something they have not done in a long, long time?
Oh, that's incredible. I mean, you never think about that. I mean, even when we played here and we had winning teams, we weren't doing that each year. And so for them to take care of business at home, which is always one of the first things that's taught in the NFL, you got to take care of home. And if they could do that, it's a big movement forward.
We're visiting with Eric Metcalf, former Browns return great in the in the history of this team and in the history of the NFL, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You had to feel something in your heart for Travis Benjamin, because you knew what a promising young career this guy had going already, and it was starting so special this year, and then he suffers that season-ending injury, the knee injury, and he's had the surgery. just some thoughts on him, what you saw from him, and what kind of what happens to a team, I guess, now where you're trying to find ways to, you know, find a return, manufacture a return game.
Well, I saw a lot from him. I mean, he was doing so well before the injury. I mean, he just looked like he was going to be another returner in the long line of returners that the Browns have had. And so I was looking forward to good things for him. And so and it always hurts the team, and so especially when you know you have somebody back there like him who could score at any time. And when he's back there, whether it be on punt return or kick return, what have you, he's creating first downs for the offense, and he makes it so much easier for the offense where if he's getting 10 yards a clip on punt returns or close to 30 or 40 yards on kickoff return, he's shortening the field for the offense. So that right there keeps the offense from having to have those long, sustained drives. So when you lose players like that, it really affects people, the team, more than people think.
Absolutely, and we saw that pretty much right away after he got hurt, and we saw the team struggle with kick returns at various points in the season. Eric, when you look at this Cleveland Browns team, remember we talked in the preseason about trying to find some playmakers. Josh Gordon, after 8 games, if he was playing 16 this year, would be on pace for 1,500 yards, 8 touchdowns. What are your thoughts on Flash Gordon?
Oh, I liked him from the time I saw him. I mean, he has so much speed, and he can stretch the defense for sure. And so he's able to make plays, and if we get a whole bunch of those kind of guys, that's which we have the opportunity to do next year's draft, that's when I think we'll really turn the corner like everybody wants.
I got to tell you this. So we got two things going on here. Number one, I got a tweet from my buddy the Kid, and he wanted me to let you know that the move you made on, he thinks it was a Monday night game against the Bungles, was the single greatest move in Cleveland football history, in his opinion. So I wanted to share that with you. And then we also have a special guest on the line right now, Drew in Michigan. It is his birthday. He called up specifically to talk to you, sir. So, Drew, you are on with Nathan Zagura, Vic Crucci, and most importantly, Eric Metcalf. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Definitely, most importantly. And I just want to say, Eric, I've been watching the Browns for 30 years, and in my mind, you are the most exciting Browns player that has ever been on the field. You gave us so many good memories, and there's so many on-the-field memories I have of you that are so great, I can't pick one. But I would like to share one memory I had. I went to the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving game in 1989. I was in the end zone in the 8th row. And in the pregame, I saw you and Barry Sanders having a conversation. And it was so awesome because at the time I was thinking, well, the Lions, you know, they have their exciting player. Well, we finally got ours. And, sir, you delivered. Thank you very much for the memories.
That was nice. That was real sweet.
It was. Thanks. First of all, happy birthday to you. And thanks for consider me one of the best. I mean, there's so many players here who've done a lot of good things, and for you to think that I'm one of the best, I really appreciate that.
That is so cool. We appreciate the call and the sentiment expressed to Eric Metcalf. And again, yeah, you can call us at 216-578-0850. Well, I want to ask you one more, though. With regard to, you touched on it, the future, this team is positioned really well. 10 draft picks, 2 first-rounders among them. How do you see this unfolding and your kind of your confidence, your faith? Because we haven't talked with you in a while, to just see the way this season, starting with the Trent Richardson trade and going forward, where you see it all going.
I think it's going well. I mean, I'm looking forward to the future. I mean, everybody obviously wants a winner right now, but it takes time to build a winner. You want a winner that happens, you go to the playoffs this year, and then after that, there's nothing.
Sustained success.
Right, and we're in the process of building a team that mm-hmm. that gets there every year. And I think, you know, after the Trent trade, it's working out, and I think it will turn the corner quickly.
Call your shot for Sunday.
Oh, we're going to beat them. We're going to beat the Steelers. The Browns over the Steelers for sure. I'd say around 24-14, probably about 10 points or so.
Nice. Solid win for the Cleveland Browns. I like
think,
it.
As the fan said, that Ben Roethlisberger can come in here and throw for 400 yards on that defense on top of the weather as well.
And as a wide receiver who had his way many times with many cornerbacks, what do you think about what Joe Hayden has been able to do this year? Have you seen a corner play that well in a while?
Oh, he's definitely playing phenomenally. I mean, he's going out there and he's shutting down guys each week. And And it's hard to do when you're facing the receivers that he has faced all year. And there's so many good receivers. And he's going out there week in and week out, stepping in front of them and making sure they don't get the ball.
And then one other question, this Norv Turner offense, you know, one of the things that you like to get in there is a nice little slot receiver. If the Browns do go out and get another big-time receiver on the outside to go with Josh Gordon, they got Jordan Cameron. I mean, you're looking pretty fit. You want to come back and play a little slot receiver for the Browns one more time?
I would love to, but you gotta.
You like that paycheck, right?
I like the paycheck, but you gotta promise me I won't get hit.
It's just flag football rules on Metcalf.
Eric, thank you very much. We really appreciate the time and all the knowledge and the memories.
It's awesome. He's here at Steeler Week. That's how you know, folks. It's a big deal. You got called up and said, "Listen, we got to get Steeler Week," and here you are.
Yeah.
Big.
He is great, and the one and only Eric Metcalf joining us here, and he'll be on hand for Sunday's game as well. And we've got much more for you. You're going to hear from Greg Little in about maybe 5 or 10 minutes from now inside the locker room with Jameer Howerton. We want to hear from you. Call your shot at 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_Daily. Vic Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR.